The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Back here at GMHBA Stadium, fifth quarter underway. And I think we're about to head downstairs where Jason Doherty might be waiting with Jed Buse. Jase.
I am, yes. Thanks, Tom. And Jed Buse has joined us. Congratulations. It was a tough go out there tonight.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the best performance from us. We probably didn't execute as well as we would have liked, but we got the win and we're happy with that.
And probably also North Melbourne didn't allow you to, especially in the first half, play the way you wanted to play.
Yeah, I mean, we were trying in the first half. We couldn't quite get it done, but I think in the second half, things started to open up a bit more. And like I said, just the execution to finish those goals would have been nice. But, yeah, no, we'll take the chockies.
Jed, kingy up in the K-Rock box with Ben Castanelia and Mark Neal. Can you just give us an honest appraisal of where you see this football club at 5 rounds in at 3-2?
Look, we're probably not exactly playing the way we want to play. But in saying that, to get the wins on the board early, you're definitely going to take that. And it's probably not huge things we've got to change. And we tried to implement them tonight, play a bit faster, which I think was working at times. And like I said, just that execution to finish our good work probably wasn't there tonight. But I think we're moving in the right direction.
North Melbourne were able to just flood numbers behind the footy. Was that something you guys were prepared for, that you were briefed on going into the game?
We're probably expecting them to play a bit more one-on-one. They did get back on us at times, and then we probably just kicked it straight to them. So that's on us to identify that a bit earlier and then probably use the ball a bit better and smarter earlier and probably draw those numbers out. But, yeah, like I said, we got the win and we'll take that.
Oh, Jed, Neildy here. Absolutely, mate. Take every win that turns up. Hey, look, we felt up here, particularly in the second half, you boys in the back six, you started to set up the ground a lot quicker and probably a lot better than what you were doing in the first half. Is that something you chatted about, and is that what you felt out there?
Yeah, I think we were just sitting a bit as defenders in the first half, which just allowed them to find those shorts. So once we kind of fixed that up and got ourselves up a bit higher on the ground and took those shorts out, then that the game felt like it was on our terms. So that was probably the only real shift that we felt we made as defenders, and it had an impact on the game.
It certainly did have an impact on the ground. I think when you guys do that, the amount of repeat inside 50s that you get certainly increases. Now, one thing we have to talk about, and your old man would kill me, I would think, if we didn't bring it up, mate. Talk us through your goal early on. Come on, give us everything. You roved it off the pack. It was a setup. It was beautiful. Left foot, all that stuff. Let us have it.
I just kicked one on the full, so I was a bit dirty on that. And I actually thought it was going to be play on because it's just a quick kick out of the stoppage. And I'm not probably the best set shot. I had one the other week, which was horrendous. So I wasn't too keen on taking the set shot. So just played on and it went pretty straight. It was good.
Jed, it's Benny Cass. Tommy Stewart's in good form, isn't he?
He's killing it. That mark he took. Yeah. Let me know about it too out in the field.
Will you let Colin know about your goal? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I always look for him when I kick one just to go and let him know that he's still probably, 114 games now and no goals?
Yeah, he's 100, and today was 115, so he's closing in on, I don't know, Kingy will be able to tell me what the record is of games played, but what is it, Kingy?
Geelong, it's Gary Malarkey at about 170.
Well, the way Colin's tracking, he'll pass that easily. So is it still a weekly sort of thing you have in the meeting that he hasn't kicked a goal, or do you still...
It hasn't actually for a while. We're probably due just to remind everyone and Colin about it. So maybe this week we'll just get up in the team meeting.
What's it like having Tommy Atkins alongside you in defence sort of for the first time? He's still learning the craft a little bit down there.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. He's playing that high role with me, so we're kind of sharing that spot, and it's good. His attack on the footy, his pressure is awesome, so I love playing next to him.
It seems like a zillion years ago that you made your debut, but tonight we had a young fella, Sam DeConning. Tell us a little bit about Sam. He's obviously got to put a bit more meat on his bones, but he's an exciting prospect for the footy club.
He is exciting, and as you saw tonight, he'll jump at everything, and even on the ground, he's pretty good. He nearly kicked that snap early, which would have been nice. I know he's a nervous wreck during the week chatting to him, but once he got out there, he just lets himself go, and he's going to be a good player, I think.
Busy, you turn your attention now to West Coast, a quick turnaround, only a 6-day. What does this week involve? Do you already guys already get given a plan as players of how the following week looks in the lead up to this game, so you can start sort of switching on straight away to, this is recovery, this is our main session, etc.?
Yeah, well, we have our schedule kind of weeks in advance, so we know the short break's coming up. So it'll be a recovery the next couple of days. There'll probably only be one main session, and then it's all about West Coast. So, we're excited to get them down here. They're going really well, so it's a good challenge for us. We're pretty keen to get on with it. And the short breaks, I think even from last year, we love the short break, so it's good.
Liam Ryan, your likely opponent come Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, I've spent some time on him. There'll probably be a few that'll go through him. He's a bloody good player, so... it's probably going to take more than just me, but it's a real team defence that we need to concentrate on, and like tonight, probably just trying to get it, keep it in our front half.
When you see, well, you can't see Liam Ryan, do you get nervous that he's about to stand on your head?
Oh, of course. That's why you try and just take his back shoulder so he can't jump on you.
Your footy, how have you seen your start to the season as an individual?
Probably a bit slower the first couple of weeks, but I feel like I'm starting to find my feet now, which is nice. It's a long season, so we just want to be going well come the pointy end.
You probably don't view it this way, but I think we do as so-called experts up in the box, that all of a sudden you've become a player who's just a reliable member of the 22 rather than being the Jed Buse that, you know, would spend some weeks in the VFL and then be back in the side. Are you feeling more comfortable in your skin as an AFL footballer 10 seasons in?
No, not really. I always kind of play on the edge. I'm, you know, always thinking I need to perform to keep my spot, which I've probably learnt that's the way I need to approach it. So I probably don't feel 100% comfortable, which I think is a good thing.
Busey, always good to catch up with you. Did you go and watch Jacko and Anglesey yesterday sneak home by a couple of points over Newcombe?
Oh, I missed that one, unfortunately. No. I saw him the week before in his 100th game, and that wasn't a great one down there at Anglesey. But no, I heard those boys had a good win over Newcombe.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a cracking finish that game at Newcombe Sand and Soil Oval. Busey, good to talk as always. Quick turnaround. Look forward to seeing you Saturday, Arvo, for the clash with the Eagles.
Awesome, guys. Cheers.
Good work, Jed.
Jed Buse joining us down boundary side. Thanks to the Cats for facilitating that interview as part of this fifth quarter.
The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.